This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll be putting a tariff on of approximately 100% on chips and semiconductors. But if you're building in the United States of America, there's no charge, even though you're building and you're not producing yet in terms of the big numbers of jobs and all of the things that you're building. If you're building, there will be no charge.
Picture this nightmare scenario. What he's doing right here, Lee, is totally national security. Yes, it's bringing back manufacturing. Everything that we innovated in this country, better than the rest of the world, in other words, stuff China hasn't stolen yet, needs chips, semiconductor chips, high-end, high-tech chips. Inside the factories in Taiwan is our technology. It is produced for us. They sell us 60% of what we buy. And yes, China makes chips, but it's not the high-end stuff. And so once you understand why China wants to take Taiwan, it's the chips. Because suppose China took Taiwan this morning. Well, suppose China took Taiwan, let's go back to January. One of two things would happen, both of which China would love. They would either get the factories and de facto like that, have absolute control over U.S. manufacturing, and they'd get the tech. That's the big draw for taking Taiwan. They would immediately dominate the world's chip business. And they would inherit, again, our tech, which is inside those factories because they make them for us. Or the kill switches that we have insisted be installed in those factories to destroy them in the event of a Chinese attack would destroy the facilities. Either way, China wins. They have total upper hand on the semiconductor and chip business and the semiconductor chip business. That is the number one reason to take Taiwan right there. And we were totally unprepared. We had a president who was really our first, truly Chinese president, Chairman Ho, and he was busy shutting down, or maybe it was Hunter using the auto pen, hard to say. Anyway, he was in, and Jill, because I mean, that's what they got paid for, right? That's what the $30 million was for that the IRS investigation found. And I keep bringing it up. Some people complain, why are you still talking about him? Because you got, why are you still talking about the Bidens? To understand what is happening now, you have to go back.
Context.
You have to go back to the payoff by China when the Bidens got put on the payroll. When the New York Post reported, well, yes, here are the staffers that were actually running the Biden presidency, but who were they answering to? Jill and Hunter. Who took the $30 million? Jill and Hunter. There you go. What was Chairman Ho doing? He was shutting down the rare earth minerals. He was making semiconductor manufacturing impossible. But Lee, you cannot have a supply chain here and onshore the chip manufacturing business if you do not have A, rare earth minerals. Can't do it. and B, a factory or factories to build the chips at. Advantage China. We just saw what China did in the last week, cutting us off from rare earth minerals as punishment, because we're now in a full-on trade war that could go hot any moment. What just happened? The game changer is the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company opened in Arizona last couple of months. That is why, and Tim Cook with Apple tried to explain this yesterday, and the screeching journalists were going, Epstein, Epstein, Epstein. It was embarrassing. Trying to distract from what Trump is doing because it is such a triumphant win for this country. And Apple, Tim Cook, was trying to explain, hey, we started this process with Trump in 2017. With the opening of the factory, we can finally manufacture here. And we even have idiots on our side running around, well, they've said they'd do it before. They couldn't. The presidency was stolen by Chairman Ho and the Chinese. That's why this did not go forward. And Joe immediately starts putting the rare earth minerals off limits for 20 years. By the way, we need new legislation to reverse that. Still haven't gotten that out of the idiots in Congress, but that's okay. So this facility opens. Headline, New York Times, May 14, 2020. TSMC is set to build a U.S. chip facility, a win for Trump. And Tim Cook tried to explain this yesterday before he was interrupted by screeching reporters wanting to know about Epstein. They knew what they were doing. They were sent in there to interrupt the press, to hijack it so people couldn't figure out what was happening. Because Tim Cook and Trump might have explained it. If we can make semiconductor chips here, Katie, bar the door. China probably won't even bother to take Taiwan. It's pointless. Too big of a headache. So that's what happened yesterday. It's game changing for this country. That's how you had the $600 billion announcement, Lee, because now they're saying, okay, now we can put the money in. Why? Because we can actually have a supply chain here. And that is new over the last few months. Mm-hmm. This is the biggest investment Apple has ever made in America or anywhere else. Trump says there are a lot of factories, a lot of plants that are either under construction or soon will be starting construction. He says, so I want to tell you a year from now, they'll be making them. The company said, listen to this, this is CNBC, its U.S.-based supply chain will produce 19 billion chips for its products this year. Now, listen to this, this is the key part. This is what people don't understand. That's including chips made by TSMC in Arizona. That's the Taiwan company. Still owned by Taiwan. Profits go back to Taiwan. That's okay, though, because they make it here. It's safe here. We can defend it from China here. We can defend the tech from China here. This is a massive disincentive for China to take Taiwan. This is an absolute next level 5D chess military move. Now, listen to this. The company said the U.S.-based supply chain would produce more than 19 billion chips for its products this year. That's including chips made by TSMC in Arizona, Apple said. It also includes U.S.-made wafers from Global Wafers and chips from Texas Instruments. Okay. Now I'm going to put it all together because this is amazing. The iPhone maker said its goal was to have an end-to-end supply chain, which means that every part of the chip-making process can take place on American soil. Again, idiots in the financial media, idiots on our side, and idiots on our side in the financial media. We're saying, well, they promised this in 2018, it didn't even happen. They couldn't do it, morons. God, I get so frustrated. Here's why they couldn't do it. Because Chairman Ho put the rare earth minerals off limits. We had one company left and it was on gas fumes. It was called MP Materials, Lee. What just happened with MP Materials? Why does that sound familiar? Well, their stock just went up 20%. Why did your stock go up 20%? $400 million investment by who? Pentagon, Pete Hegseth. Why would the Pentagon buy? Because this is critical to preventing war with China. We have got to own the supply chain. We can't even risk a corporation owning all of it or controlling all of it. Because these chips are critical for everything. Our satellites, all of our military tech, all of our high tech, which is, you know, with our tech, Lee, you can't tell where the tech part of it ends and the military begins a lot of times.
Right. And that's the advantage that we have.
So, folks, this was earth-shattering yesterday. I didn't think we could move these supply chains for another couple of years. Trump saying, I mean, when you got Apple saying, yeah, we're gonna churn out 19 billion chips in partnership with TSMC. You've got us now controlling MP materials, the Pentagon controlling MP materials of $400 million. Earlier this year, Apple said it would invest $500 million in rare earth miners and that it would build AI servers at a factory in Texas. Who is that? That's MP materials. So you got Apple and the Pentagon controlling their own supply chain. What did you see this year? Trump saying to Apple, get the heck out of China. And Apple, they're stealing all our stuff. We can't have our tech in China. And Apple, for the first time, able to go, okay. And everyone thought they would move to India. This is the big reveal yesterday. No, they can come here for the first time. I don't mean to go on and on, but do you see how exciting this is?
Absolutely. What Trump has done in 7 months is undo all the damage that this country did by granting China most favored trading status years ago. The damage that's been done to the American middle class, the damage that's been done to the supply chains, the damage that has been done to American manufacturing, all this is being undone by these actions by the Trump administration in just 7 months. And we have generational damage that was done to this country and the workforce and our supply chains due to that decision years and years ago.
Apple has made similar announcements in the past, CNBC writes. In 2018, so last Trump term, under pressure during the first Trump administration, Apple committed to spend $350 billion in the U.S. over 5 years, or about $70 billion per year. But again, it couldn't because it didn't have this stuff. Okay, Trump did a game-changing thing that freaked out all the idiot war hawks, including on our side, okay? He said at the end of the last term, this is how he got Taiwan to move its highest tech manufacturing here to America. He said to him point blank, I'm not defending you in a war on China, with China. Not doing it. Sorry. They freaked. They freaked. And then he said, or, you know, I might defend you if you move your factory here. They moved to the factory. All that dates back to 2017 and 2018. So we can begin to say, Lee, to China, blow a hole in Taiwan. We don't care. We'll flip the kill switches inside the factories. And you know what we'll do? We'll just build another annex onto the factory in Arizona. Screw you, China. And this is why all of this going on, excuse my language, but I get very fired up. This is why all of this going on this week, what did China just do? They are desperate. They cut off the rare earth minerals. But it doesn't matter. Because we opened the first rare earth minerals mine in 70 years 2 weeks ago. Do you know when that mine applied for a permit? 14 years ago. That is how stupid we are. We used to be the leader in rare earth minerals, but the Democrats shut all the mines down and ground the permitting process to a halt. And then you had Chairman Ho, my name for Joe Biden because he's a whore, shutting down all of the rare earth minerals mines. We had two others we were getting some from. He shut them down because he was working for China. It's all reversed. All China can do is cry and cut off the minerals. Yeah, go ahead, take Taiwan. I dare you. Idiots.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On yesterday's Battleground America podcast and in this hour, I documented how the Democrats, through fraud inside the captured agency of the U.S. Census Department and through breaking the law with their illegal immigrant voter drive at the border, have managed to capture 32 congressional seats they should not have, that we should have. Six of them through fraud, which is why we need another census. You want the details of that? It's on my podcast from yesterday. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. It's called Battleground America. If you want to understand the infrastructure of the Civil War, that's what it's over. Redistricting in Texas, Civil War. What you have in Texas is the Republicans trying to take back five of those seats that should be theirs legally, using all the levers of power in the law. Versus a Democrat machine that recognizes inherently that the American people do not want it, and that in a fair system where the law was complied with, they would not control the House. Pfft, another decade at least, maybe ever. 20 million illegal immigrants, which is very conservative estimate, y'all. That's the 12 million the mainstream media agrees Joe Biden let in accidentally. Accidentally. And 8 million Obama let in. You know how many seats that is? 26. See, the Democrats have a problem. Their program, the things they do, create misery. That's what they're designed for. And they don't work in a system where the sheeple can escape the misery and run somewhere else. And so they needed to attract these illegals somehow. How do you get people to live in misery? Well, when they're hiding, they'll live in misery. And so you advertise your sanctuary status. That way, during the census, they can be counted. 26. And you get to that number very simply. The average congressional district is about 741,000 people. 20 million illegals. And you and I both know there's 40. Think about the implications of that. So that's a potential 26 districts that we should control that are artificially in blue areas. That still wasn't enough. And so they stole six more using fraud through the Census Bureau, which the inspector general then detected. And if you want to read my sources on that, they're on the Battleground America podcast. One is the Associated Press and the other is Our Side from the Daily Signal. They absolutely stole them. And by the way, the Census Bureau admitted they did. They said, yeah, sorry, there was fraud. 1,300 people did it. We fired 300 of them. But it wasn't really their fault because their supervisors directed them to commit fraud, to report having visited houses they didn't. Well, when you report having visited houses you didn't, all the answers are fake. And they even admitted, yeah, Democrat states have 5 to 6 seats. They shouldn't. They stole them from Republicans. Two of them were stolen from Florida alone. And they used counting the illegal immigrants to do it. So when you look at the Democrats screaming and yelling in Texas about how unfair it is, they're not, you know what they're not saying? They're not saying this is illegal, because it's not. We are using for the first time every lever of power. They have used every illegal lever of power. And so they're sitting pretty. I mean, they're on 32 seats, but listen to them scream about having to give up five. Why are they screaming? Because we have never fought back before. During the George Bush era, and the Bushes controlled the party really up until recently. And that meant the CIA, which is a globalist institution, controlled the party, because Daddy Bush was former director of the CIA. He just walked right in, took over the party, purged all the conservatives. All the Reagan supporters were pushed right out the door. It's absolutely destroyed. And the number one, the alpha and the omega, was open borders, global government, TPP, TPPA, all of the things that Trey Gowdy and Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham love so much, that gives up our sovereignty. Keep in mind, folks, as you're watching these trade deals get cut, if Trey Gowdy, Tim Scott, Lindsey Graham, Charles Grassley, all of those rhinos had gotten their way, Trump couldn't cut these trade deals. He would have to go to an international bureau of bureaucrats and ask for their permission. He would have to ask permission of Brunei, of Brazil, of Japan, of Australia, because that was who was going to make our trade decisions. We would have one vote on that panel. Couldn't do any of this. Oh, you know who else would have served? Mexico. Mexico. Oh, and the panel could also make all of our immigration decisions too. So we'd have to basically consult the cartels for permission to secure our borders. Trey Gowdy thought that was a great idea. So did Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott. We defeated it by just a couple of votes. This audience defeated it. We flipped just a handful of votes. One of them was Mick Mulvaney's. He was whipping votes for it. He had to stop that and flip his vote. We just absolutely tarred him. And you guys called and you called and you called and you called. And we literally saved his. You saved his country. You did. You did it. It didn't get through. And what little part of it was passed, Trump reversed. Got it fixed. So everything you're seeing today, our ability to have this Apple deal, our ability to cut trade deals like Trump is, these tariffs, everything that is happening right now, Trump couldn't do because all of those people were trying to give our trade authority to an unelected international body that was supposed to function like the EU. This was thought to be smart. And so notice something right now to wrap all this segment up so you can see what's happening in the world right now. Obama is out there, as he should be, screaming, yelling, fighting, and yes, lying, because that's all he does, for the Democrats about this redistricting. Where's Bush? Where's Bush? I mean, where is he? He lives in Texas. Nowhere. Nowhere, because he's on the Democrat side. They are more amenable to the open borders that and the globalist agenda that Bush wanted. And under Bush, it was thought to be gauche and embarrassing and just very, very, you wouldn't do it to advocate for America in any way, advocate for American exceptionalism anyway. God forbid, cut a trade deal that benefited us. Mega embarrassing at the country club. It would never be done. It would never be thought of. Our job was to be embarrassed about what little riches we had left and capitulate. Trump is fighting for the first time. And that is why you are seeing just doing the basic things that we should do, like redistricting. And that's why the Democrats are screaming like stuck pigs. They're used to Republicans who don't fight. And that is why James Carville, Democrat, consultant extraordinaire, said this yesterday.
You're going to have to do something in 2028 because it's slipping away from us by about a minute.
It's slipping away from them. He's right. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to get more violent. And you're going to see their partners in China release more viruses too. All of that is coming. It's about to get wild as we take back our place in American society. So yesterday, the mainstream media, which they understand the significance of yesterday. Yesterday was a turning point in American manufacturing. And a historic turning point. It'll be referred back to. Once you understand everything as I've laid it out in the last hour and a half of the show. I don't like to wonk out, talk about business manufacturing. It's not what I do. It's not a lot of fun. But you got to understand this to understand everything that's going on. What happened yesterday looked like a manufacturing announcement, but in fact, it was an act of war, in our war with China. If they do not take Taiwan, it will because of that announcement yesterday. Because Trump just made it pointless. In partnership with Tim Cook. I was saying it's incredible watching it. And it's incredible watching how Trump bent Tim Cook to his will too. And to keep in mind where he was just 3-4 years ago. I mean, they're helping to pull Parler out of the app store so that we won't have a voice. They've got everything else censored. They're at total war with conservatives. Tim Cook's not a good guy, particularly when it comes to persecuting us. He's not on our side politically. And yet he's standing at Trump's side yesterday, announcing this unbelievable deal that, you know, you really should hit rewind on the Odyssey app if you haven't heard me lay it out, because nobody else seems to understand this in this country this morning, including from Fox Business to CNN Business. But just even CNBC kind of gets it, but not really. You have to go back to the TSMC deal in the first Trump administration to understand how profound what Trump just did was. He just took away China's reason for taking Taiwan, which for China is incredibly risky. Don't kid yourself. So with this new facility in Arizona, we have something we did not have before. Because see, for China, it would make a lot of sense to take Taiwan. Let me tell you why. One of two things that happen. Taiwan provides 60% of those chips. That's our tech in those factories. One of two things will happen. Either the kill switches we insisted be installed will be activated. Those factories will blow to bits in the event of an attack by China. Why? To keep them from getting the tech. But that cripples us. So it's advantage China. China makes chips too, a lot of them. But they're more lower end. But we would have nothing, essentially. They'd control basically the world chip market, even though the tech got destroyed. So that's a thumbs up, right? One fell swoop. They get to dictate to us basically anything and everything we can make. It would have been devastating. Or China manages to take Taiwan swiftly enough, and that's what they've been, you know, practicing for, increasingly surrounding Taiwan, running drills. If they could take it fast enough that we can't or they don't, for whatever reason, operate the kill switches, flip them on to destroy the semiconductor, the chip factories, then China gets it all. They will control whether we can have chips. They'll have all of our tech. That's the danger of Taiwan. That's the only reason they take it. Otherwise, it's just too risky for too little return. I mean, who cares, right? It's political. It's a political question. So if they could get in there without the chips, that's why they need to do it fast, without the kill switch destroying the factories in Taiwan where all our chips are made, then they will control 80% of the world chip market. Like that, they'll have all our tech, which is in those factories. So Trump said to Taiwan, and it was brilliant in retrospect, back in 2017, hey, you know what? I'm not defending you in a war on China. No, you stole our chip. You stole our whole chip industry, which they did. We used to make those here. And that was safe because those chips are needed. I mean, we can't make military anything without it. Forget satellites. Forget high-tech missiles. Forget targeting high-tech missiles with satellites. Forget drone missile tech. Now, forget all of it. We're done. We're back to the Stone Age. Can't make it. I mean, we'd eventually figure it out, but it would take years and years and years. Look, folks, so what Trump says to Taiwan, I'm not defending you. China can have it. We don't care. Well, the hawks, the Republicans and Democrats, like flipped out in Congress when Trump said it. And then Trump went to Taiwan. He let them stew. And then he said, well, or, you know, you could move your main semiconductor chip factory to Arizona. How about that? Then maybe I'd defend you. But if you don't, I won't. They did it. But folks, it took years. It just opened months ago. That is why Tim Cook is finally able to put the supply chain in. And people online and people in these stupid business channels are going, well, he promised before, but he didn't. He couldn't. Apple couldn't. Now they're saying they're going to move the whole supply chain here. Why? Well, the factory's open now. And listener Ralph, who lives out in Arizona, he's an engineer. He says, yeah, I drive by it every day. They're just expanding and expanding and expanding. He said, I counted 18 cranes out there this morning. I'm like, yeah, of course you did. They're going like gangbusters. Why? Because Tim Cook announced yesterday, we are their number one customer. We are going to make 19 million chips there by the end of the year. Used to be made where? Taiwan. Who wanted them? China. Total Trump win. And that's why China's like releasing viruses, cutting off rare earth minerals, anything to stop this. Now, just the icing on the cake. Where did Apple just move out of? China. And that is why the first question yesterday from the media after this absolutely triumphant announcement was about Epstein. They want to change the subject, divert attention, keep you from figuring out that for the first time, Trump is advocating for the American people, for American manufacturing, and most of all, for American security. And most hurt, neocons who wanted to go to war with China for profit.
Trust me, they're there. As he looks to put America first with new trade deals. President Trump's global tariffs going into effect overnight. Trust me, they're there. As he looks to put America first with new trade deals.
President Trump posting late last night about the tariffs. Let's read it for you. It says, it's midnight. Billions of dollars in tariffs are now flowing into the United States of America. And the president says this is just the beginning.
We've really just started. This is just in its infancy. So we have a great country. We have a country that is going to be very rich.
The tariffs will be between 10 and 41% applied to nearly 70 countries. These import taxes will reach a level not seen in this country in nearly a century. Americans can expect to pay an average of 18% more for imported goods. The highest tariffs will be reserved for Laos and Myanmar at 40% and Syria at 41%. For some context, guys, the U.S. only imports about $10 million worth of goods from Syria. Now, the president also signed an executive order slapping 25% tariffs on India now and another 25% for Russian oil imports, so 50% are doubling them by August 27th. Since Putin launched his full-scale invasion of Ukraine, Russia now exports 38% of its oil to India. Back in 2021, before the invasion, Russian oil exports to India were very minimal.
I'd put that past tense. That's about to change. Putin suddenly wants a meeting. Yeah, I'll explain what's going on there, too. It's really cool. Coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.